money and markets. The European situation is clearly at the top of the list of anybody looking at money and markets this week. We have elections in Europe, a presidential runoff in France, which is expected to go for against the incumbent and for what's defined as a socialist, although one of my partners said to me this week, do you think France will become socialist? I think it's been kind of that way for a long time. Important contests in Germany, Italy, Greece, and Serbia, and I think austerity itself will be put to the test this weekend, and so next week should be very interesting to see what the repercussions are. Again, you can't, if you just keep loading up more debt and doing it in a way that destroys the wealth, you need to pay off the debt. It can't go anyplace good. So the question is, are we gonna deal with real solutions or not? There's a very interesting video I put up on the blog of Hugh Hendry, a hedge fund manager from the UK who I have a high opinion of, and he has some very interesting comments on the European situation. He gets very frustrated with people not facing the reality and is very forthright, so it's always intriguing to listen to. What we're seeing back domestically and in Europe is more pain in the pension funds. On top of all the other problems they've had, we see the drop in interest rates really cutting into their yields. The Ford Pension Fund, and this is not a good sign, is offering lump sum payments to non-union members, but it clearly shows the pressure and is an indication of more things to come. CalPERS published a sustainability report. Given all the real problems facing the pension funds and all the, sort of the unanswered questions of CalPERS behavior over the last 10 years, financing the housing bubble and Lord knows what else, putting out such a report is just, it just makes you want to crawl under the table. We have KKR and the greening of private equity. I mean, it's just the most hypocritical, wasteful document. It just makes you want to cry. But it's, I linked to it up on the blog because everybody should see why some of these things are simply distractions. Speaking of major governance issues, Vanity Fair has a very interesting article. It's called World War 3.0. It's up on the blog. I recommend it, and it's about the meetings coming up at the end of this year to recraft the international governance system for the Internet and the pressure to rebalance that control out of America. And I think it's a very, very important issue and one we're starting to think about now as all the different squabbles, both domestically and internationally, about how we're going to govern the Internet. Just increase in concern and tempo. You've heard me say for the last couple Solari reports this theme of American Renaissance fact or fiction. There was a new article in The Economist last week. I put it up on the blog. It's off the homepage now, but again, if you click back, you can find it. It's called The Third Industrial Revolution, and it's talking about all the advancements in manufacturing technology that could bring manufacturing back onshore in the first world. And in combination with what's been going on in energy policies, it really does seem to argue for what I'm calling an American Renaissance. Now, I think it's still too early to tell, but it's a very interesting article, and it discusses some of the new technology that's on the board or coming out, and it's having a dramatic impact from everything from 3D printers to robotics. Natural gas prices continue to drop. We're seeing articles now about the extent to which this is hurting the coal industry. I suspect we'll start seeing them about what this is doing to the potential for new nuclear power plants. If you have not read the transcript or listened to Jim Norman, our interview with Jim on the U.S. Plays the Oil Card, it was absolutely sensational. Jim's opinion, and I share it, is that the U.S. Ability to use new fracking technology to put enormous natural gas reserves sort of on the books could have a very dramatic impact on the U.S. competitive position over the next decade or more, and literally they can pull the rabbit out of the hat, and that's very important news for the dollar. It's one of the reasons in many communities water is going to be an even more important issue, because this kind of technology, drilling technology, needs a huge amount of water, and so more issues about water. There are many. One of the controversies around fracking is that it can damage the water, and you know, those knowledgeable about the technology argue that it's really quite safe. I would say the problem is that residents cannot trust the government, the regulators, or the corporations to make good in the places that it goes wrong. So there's a real issue of distrust, and if you're a property owner whose property is threatened with no way to make good, you can understand why people are quite up in arms about the whole thing. Financial Times reports on a Morgan Stanley study that on U.S. exchanges, non-computerized trades, both retail and institutional, are down to 16% of total buying volumes and 13% of selling volumes. That's 84% are computerized trading. Question is, will this push institutions more into the dark pools? I would suspect yes. I've said before that the U.S. presidential election this year will be extremely tense and could get quite dirty and mean. In that vein, I put up a trailer or a 16-minute short for a new video I just watched on Paul Wellstone's, they say, assassination. I suspect they're right. In fact, you know, before looking at it, I couldn't conceive that it was anything other than assassination, particularly if you saw the trading and defense contractors immediately after the plane crash was announced. But if you go through the evidence in the video, I suspect that they're probably right. But it just reminds you how serious these politics can get. And I think, again, I think this year is going to be quite an uncomfortable process. QE watch. We've watched the stock market and commodities very much trade in tandem with the Federal Reserve and sort of the central bank liberalization policies, QE1, QE2, and then the latest Operation Twist. It ends in June. Will there be more? I think yes, if you're the central bank and you're trying to keep the market strong between now and the election. You don't want to wait until the fall to do this. You want to go in June. So I think whether it's overtly or covertly, the Fed will be looking to support with liberal monetary policy this summer. Now, summer is never a good time for either equities or precious metals. There's the, you know, the old saying, sell in May and go away. However, this is an election year, but if you look at the fundamentals, it's not strong, so don't be surprised if we don't have strong markets for either equities or precious metals this summer. We see Google management, top management, a variety of other very well-heeled entrepreneurs funding a plan to mine asteroids in space. I put the story up on the blog. You can see it there. It sounds stranger than it is. A great deal has been done to reposition the government and NASA's position in the space program to make it possible for corporations basically to take over space and the mining opportunities that space offers. If you look at the scientific advances that are coming, it's not surprising. It makes sense to invest in going into space, and I suspect there's been a significant amount of investment that has been quiet and through the black budget or off the books. So this is not as silly as it apparently looked to many people this week, and I suspect it's the beginning of a serious effort to take advantage of sort of the wealth that can come out of space. And given the issues of a growing population and peak everything here, it certainly makes sense. But don't be surprised to see just dazzling and frightening scientific advances announced and accelerated. I posted a whole series of different ones up on the blogs, you know, cell phones that look through walls and, you know, cloning of this and that. And I think we all just need to expect for that to accelerate. under the category of you can't make this stuff up. Monsanto bought the leading bee research firm, and you just want to put your head in your hands and go, ah. There's a great response from Foster and Kimberly Gamble, the producers of Thrive, to John Robbins and a group of progressives who criticized the movie. I put it up on the blog. It may be off the homepage at this point. We've been posting a lot. But it's really worth reading. And it's a very gracious illumination of some of the more suicidal behavior that goes on inside the progressive community. And speaking of getting jammed, Catherine got jammed while I was in Portugal. Right before I left for Portugal, the local energy authority, which, you know, and I thought this was 5 years away, showed up and tried to put a smart meter in, and I just said to the guy who showed up, oh, I'm in the opt-out program, and I called Bolivar Electric and tried to find an opt-out program. They said they didn't have one, so I said, can I talk to customer service? They promised me they would call me back. They didn't before I left, and while I was out, they showed up and told my office manager that they were going to turn off the electricity if they couldn't put the smart meter on. So now I have a smart meter on the house. Now the house is for sale, but anyway, so much for now. I have a surveillance device on my house. If you don't know about smart meters, you really need to, and you can do a search on the blog. We've done a lot of blog posts on smart meters and have a great Solaria report with Blake Levitt on the topic.